Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday. It's the 20th of January, 2014. It's the day America honors the slain civil rights leader, the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. We are live here 12:04 to 1 each weekday on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. During the noon hour, of course, we start off every Monday with our Monday political face-off, our team of commentators today, John Munger and Vince Robigo. Then 30 minutes past the hour, longtime community leader Ray Clark will join us in studio. Then we'll close out the show talking about the 20-year anniversary of the North American Free Trade Agreement. We'll talk with Keith Rosenblum. Keith is our Buckmaster contributor on border affairs in Mexico. If you have a comment or question, we would be delighted to hear from you at 790-2040. We also invite you to follow us on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. John Munger is here. John is a Tucson attorney. He's former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. And Vince Robigo is also a Tucson attorney. Vince was a Democrat candidate for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. And the Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. John and Vince, how was the weekend? John first.
Terrific weekend. How about you, Bill?
Very good. Vince? Thank you for asking.
Very good weekend, celebrating Martin Luther King Day today. It's a great way to end the weekend and for good cause and good reasons.
And a year ago, we were really in the cold weather. I mean, it was in the lower 20s.
I know.
And now we're having some, I think, John and Vince, probably one of the nicest Januaries we've had here in many years.
Let's hope it stays that way for the golf tournament.
Oh, yes. And all of the geraniums in the Buckmaster Garden are looking the best they have looked.
Although I will say my two kids are putting in a heavy request for snow up in the Catalinas so we can go up there.
Yeah, we certainly do need the moisture. California having one of the worst droughts in memory in our situation also. We do need the rain. Vince, I want to begin with you. Vince Robigo, the Arizona Daily Star came out yesterday and came out in favor of the Rosemont Mine. Here's a quote from that editorial. We believe that Rosemont will be able to meet its legal and regulatory obligations. However, this does not mean that building this mine is wise. Yet, the Star went on to say, let's go ahead with it.
Yeah, I frankly was shocked and astounded to see them do that. You know, point of disclosure, as you know, I have represented different parties opposing the mine project, ranging from, say, the scenic Santa Rita's to a retired EPA scientist down in Green Valley named Joel Fisher, who really is just trying to stop Green Valley from becoming Cancer Alley with respect to the air quality and air emissions. But let me say this. I think it's irresponsible and premature under the circumstances in which the Forest Service comment period for the official EIS just started about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and will close still at least a month or so, I think mid-February.
Correct. So that decision is not final.
So you're thinking is why not just at least wait until after the comment?
Absolutely. And the other part about it is whatever comes out of that, let's say the Forest Service stays with their position. There's already two letters that one about 7 months ago, I believe, and one more recently, talking about from the EPA to these entities, other agencies, basically recommending against it. And what people are I don't know if it's been wide public knowledge, but the EPA has veto authority over whatever the Forest Service or the Army Corps of Engineers does in the matter. And so you have several moving pieces still. There's administrative litigation that's currently ongoing up in Phoenix before the Office of Administrative Hearings. And what shocks me is at the same time we're seeing this drought. You know, California declared an emergency drought situation Friday. That's going to lead to, rationing of CAP water. At the end of the day, water is our most valuable resource here. There was reporting recently about the widespread drought, not only reporting here, but in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, talking about the severe drought that's occurring, the lack of snowpack. Mm-hmm. And what's happening here is when you're looking at trade-offs, water is our most valuable commodity. The amount of water needed for such a project, which in the bigger scope of things, in the bigger scope of mining, this is not the biggest mine project in the world, and the trade-offs are not worth what we see. I think it's the wrong mine at the wrong time, the wrong place. I think it was irresponsible for the Star to come out at this point in time in the process like that.
All right, let's bring John Munger in. John, your thoughts.
Well, I think that the Star's comments were timely. This is a comment period. I think the Star, in its editorial pages, appropriately opines what their position is. In a time of comments, the Star has a right to comment. I will say I don't always agree with the Star, but I was impressed how the Star was willing to look at the facts of the matter and not be dogmatic. I'm always impressed with people who are thoughtful, and the Star has taken a position basically against the mine for a long period of time. And the fact that they can thoughtfully change their position, I think, is important. And I think it's frankly beneficial. I wish more people in Tucson could give thoughtful consideration and not take dogmatic positions and be willing to analyze the facts as they evolve. And these facts have evolved. There have been a large number of changes made to the proposed mining process that I think are beneficial. The Star acknowledged that. The jobs are important. As to Vince's position about the water, you know, my view on issues like that is we can't make long-term decisions based upon short-term problems. Yeah, we have a short-term drought in some areas, droughts come and go, and then we have too much water sometimes and not enough water other times. That evolves and that changes with time in history. So I think we have to take the long term, look at it long term and say, have the problems been solved and are they being solved? And I think the Star was saying, look, it's time to put the community together and get behind this and get some jobs flowing that the problems have been mostly solved.
Hold your thought there for a moment, Vince. Let's go to Rick Grinnell. Rick has, of course, been a longtime supporter of Rosemont. He's on the Buckmaster Show live line, and he is now with the Southern Arizona Business Coalition. Did I get that right, Rick?
You did, my friend.
How are you?
I'm grand. And yourself?
Thanks. Go ahead.
Good. Just a couple of quick points to point out to Vince. Number one, what the EPA, I think you misstated something. The EPA has, I'll grant you, they have acknowledged a lot of concerns. But one thing that people don't understand is this is an ongoing process of mitigation and discussions, including the EPA, the Corps of Engineers, the Forest Service, Arizona Game and Fish, Arizona Environmental Quality. All these agencies are meeting on a regular basis to ensure that the mitigation on the water, the air, and all the other concerns are being addressed and will be addressed. Number two, with respect to water, mining and agriculture have an unlimited capacity to pump water, and that's the law. And I think what we're missing something here, and I was very glad to see that the Star alluded to the facts. This is the law as it is today. Maybe down the road we want to look at modifying the laws, but if we don't honor the laws that we have in place, how can we expect people to adhere to them and move forward with opportunities that truly put people to work?
Okay,
and
Rick.
I will tell you one more thing. With respect to the mining industry, per capita, there's a lot more economic stability and a lot more economic viability coming from mining than there is from agriculture. And I think, Vince, you need to open your mind up a little bit to this opportunity.
Rick, let me ask you something. Does your entity get paid? You get funds from Rosemont Copper?
Actually, we're not being funded by Rosemont this year.
You have been funded by Rosemont. This is barely just 2 weeks into the new year. Is that correct?
Yes.
So in other words, you're paid. You have been paid to represent Rosemont's interests. So what I find shocking is to get up on the radio, not disclose that right at the forefront, that you're have been a paid shill for the Rosemont Copper Project, and so you come off as if you're just representing the community in general, when in reality it's been paid, bought and paid for. So to me, that strikes me as very shocking that anyone would go on the radio and just try to present and push themselves off as there's some sort of independent community organization or business-based organization that does that.
Okay,
you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Rick.
Hey, go ahead, Rick.
We are supported by over 10,000 people that work in the mining industry throughout Arizona, not just Rosemont Copper, number one. And number two, if I have never been apprehensive about saying Rosemont, I was a consultant with Rosemont, but we run an independent organization that stands very firmly on the principles of good business opportunities. And I'm sorry, sir, every time you talk about an issue, do you talk about your clients when you're out doing this?
I just did, and I always do. Absolutely. And if I have a stake in the matter, I represent it, and
let me add comments. I don't represent anybody in this fight. I am for Rosemont Mine. I'm for jobs. It's very easy for people that already have jobs to say there shouldn't be any more. And that's basically what I'm hearing. They're making up every excuse they can make up to say that we shouldn't have these mining jobs. But I think that the government entities can go ahead and do the mitigation plans. They're doing that. And I was very pleased, getting back on the topic, that the Star was able to look at the issue thoughtfully and not dogmatically and change their mind.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger and Vince Robigo. We'll be right back.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. We're talking about the Star, the Arizona Daily Star editorial endorsing the Rosemont Mine. Yesterday, Vince Robigo and John Munger are with me in studio. Charles is up next on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi.
Hi, Charles.
Hello. Good Monday. I love this forum. Hey, Vince, I'm not paid by anybody. I do support Rosemont's Mine. And I'm curious to know, if you have a factual challenge to what Rick says, wouldn't it come across more sincerely to challenge on those facts rather than to use an ad hominem challenge?
I do have plenty of facts. Namely, first of all, we talked about a good chunk of it, which had to do with the drought and the severe water shortage that is here. And the reality is, as far as we're talking about, for example, this issue of the mining law, what that does is that essentially says, and it's a law that hasn't been changed since 1872, it does need to be changed. That law allows for essentially corporate mining interests to get the benefit of our lands, our public lands. Now, what's offensive to me here is this is a foreign-owned entity that owns Rosemont Copper. So to whatever extent jobs are going to be created, there will be those jobs for about maybe what they say about 15 to 20 years, a lifespan of the mine, which is then it's over. Laying waste to beautiful, pristine country, yet the real profits aren't coming and staying here in Arizona. The real profits are going to Augusta Resource, which is a Canadian foreign-owned company.
So I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons that you'll see
people that are opposed to the mine from all political spectrums. We're not talking, this is, even though this is a political show, and John and I often are obviously Democratic and Republican, you go down to Santa Rita's, you go down to these areas down there, and you will see very, very conservative Republicans, libertarians, folks that are saying, why are we giving our natural resources?
Partisan issue. Not
exactly. Why are we giving our natural resources to our own company? Let me comment on this.
Okay. Number one, as I said, that the short-term problem is we have a short-term drought. This is not the end of the world. We're going to have plenty of water. Historically, have had plenty of water. Number two, if you want to get into who uses the most water, in the States, it's the agricultural interests, not the mining interests. Agricultural interests use far more water, far, far more water than the mines. You look at the pecan groves down in Green Valley.
They just use multiples
of the amount of water with fertilizers and all of that going into the ground. Now, the real issue here is that, and I, again, have no dog in this fight, but the real issue here is that the we can create some jobs. There is going to be, and the government regulators are insisting that there be mitigation of the mine after the mining is over. And very frankly, this argument that this false argument that this is foreign money. This is a world economy, Vince. If countries
so that doesn't make it foreign money. Come on, John. Let me finish.
Okay. If countries are going to go around saying we're not going to do projects because this is financed by some other country and we're not going to let any jobs be created, then all the American companies that are in all the other foreign countries are going to be thrown out of those countries. I will remind you, Vince, just to finish, that the American railroads were built with British capital. And the reason we have railroads today was because foreign capital came in and built those railways. And let's not forget it.
Let me respond real quickly.
That was
then,
we got two holding
this
here.
Is now, these are our natural resources. Let me respond also to the earlier caller's other comment, which was about ad hominem attacks. That is incorrect. That is not an ad hominem attack. An ad hominem attack is when you say, you're an idiot. You know, it has nothing to do with the argument. When you're talking about the credibility of someone who doesn't come out and represent who they have been paid for, that is an issue as to credibility. That is a factual disclosure issue. That's why you will see television news shows, if they're getting sponsorships by a particular company, they say, disclosure. We take advertising.
But with that disclosed, Vince, you're as biased as anybody.
Which is exactly why I disclosed that.
Okay,
John.
let's quit.
So that is not ad hominem, so I do need to take point of issue with your caller, Charles. That is not an
just
ad hominem.
Just so
we
have clear, you're paid to be biased.
I'm paid to represent my client's interests, and I do this for free, actually. I haven't been paid in a long time.
No, he does not get paid, John, for this. Dave is up first. Dave, real quickly, please.
Well, you know what? I'm also not paid by anybody except by one of those career jobs that mine may bring.
Okay.
And you know what? If you don't mine the copper where it's at, where are you going to mine it at? It's not like you can go to every point in the States and mine this stuff. It's here, and we have to utilize the resources that we have.
Great point, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Let's go now to Carl on the Buckmaster Show. Carl, go ahead.
Okay, a couple of things very, very quickly. The 1872 mining law has been heavily modified over the years. Just to say that it hasn't been changed is absolutely incorrect. Number two, that area is not pristine. Anybody that says that has never been out there.
I have been out there, so I disagree with your point, sir.
I counted over 100 shafts, pits, and adits out there, plus the cowboy work that's been going on since the 1860s. Augusta Resource, as previously pointed out, is an international company, and I know for a fact that a lot of American stockholders, including mutual funds and retirement funds, hold stock in it.
Yeah, I think this whole argument that this is a foreign corporation is the worst kind of argument to make.
It's the facts.
It is, you know, what we're saying
just
is
because
that it, Vince, let me finish, please.
Well, you're giving more time to the other side. If you want to do that, Bill, that's
if
fine.
We're
no,
going
no,
to,
right.
If we're going to say in our world that no country is going to take foreign investment, that's incredible. Even though the investment, as this gentleman points out,
go ahead, Vince. What did you say? Clarify.
My point is not that I said don't ever have foreign investment in this country or any other country.
You're making
it
sound like
a
bad
thing. No, I said
I'm
talking about our natural resources, which is what we have here in this country.
And Augusta is based in Vancouver.
And Augusta is indeed
a foreign
entity.
And has a lot of American shareholders, as this gentleman pointed out.
Which is fine, but that still doesn't the revenues ultimately.
Go to
Augusta. They go to Augusta, which is a Canadian company.
Which
that's
is owned
fine.
By Americans.
And people need to know that.
which is owned now, by Americans. Some Americans, not the vast majority,
yes. John. That's not correct.
That is not correct.
Just because some stockholders own stock, I frankly think that's a fallacious
argument.
Well, you can think what you want. And with respect to the 1872 mining company, I have not been out exactly to the privately owned Rosemont. What we're talking about is the Santa Rita area and what will happen to the watershed and to the environment. That's what I'm talking about in terms of our pristine.
And it will all be mitigated when this is over. The government will see to that. That's what this whole regulatory process is to see that it will be mitigated, and it will be. That's a requirement. There are funds actually put on reserve to mitigate it.
All right, and Vince, your contention is it is a pristine area.
Yes, and it's the wrong mine at the wrong time at the wrong place.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Vince Ravago and John Munger, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Moe's takes pleasure in presenting these issues to us, and we thank them for it.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arnold, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunha and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the 20th of January. I want to do a big shout-out to Moncada Construction. That's M-O-N-C-A-D-A Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team will take care of all your interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, insurance restoration. They'll do all the work for you. 520-390-2247. If you missed the number, you can always give us a call on the live line. We'll give it to you. The website is Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. And Chris says, please tell your wonderful listeners that they will welcome all credit cards. Well, church services, tributes, and marches like the one this morning that started at the University of Arizona are marking the 85th birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The daughter of the slain civil rights leader is urging people worldwide to honor the memory of Dr. King by making today a day of nonviolence. Joining me in studio is Ray Clark. Mr. Clark served for 20 years as the president and CEO of the Tucson Urban League. He is now Southwest Regional Vice President of the Tucson-based Amity Foundation. He's also the board president of Dragonfly Village, which is a building, a project, really exciting project. We're going to hear about more about it. A 12-building village on a portion of Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch. The purpose to unify children in need with their families. The village will have housing for 100 families annually. Ray, good to see you. Ray Clark with us.
Good morning, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Tell me a little bit about what Dr. Martin Luther King meant to you growing up.
Well, on a personal level, my parents were from Atlanta. And every year, my mother would take me back to Atlanta for Christmas to be with the family down there. So I had an opportunity to see Atlanta change from a small southern town, so to speak, to an international city of today.
Where did you grow up then?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
After they married, my parents moved to Ohio.
And did you see a lot of discrimination growing up in Cincinnati?
Yes. I learned at a very early age it comes in different packages. It looked a little different in Cincinnati, Ohio, but the results were similar. And, of course, in the South, in Atlanta, it was a little stronger.
What about the legacy of Dr. King? What do you think he'd be talking about today, Ray Clark, if he were alive? What issues?
Well, Dr. King was always ahead of the curve in terms of not only domestic but also international issues that affect all of us. And we have learned since his death that we are closer than further apart, no matter where you live on this earth. So I'm sure there would be some disappointment. But he'd be talking about the same kind of issues he's always talked about. Number one, poverty. He'd be trying to find a way so people could continue to work together.
I think he'd be happy that the opportunities for really all people certainly appear greater, Ray Clark, than they did 50 years ago when the passage came about of the Civil Rights Act. But I don't think Dr. King would be happy with the way some of our urban cities look. The inner cities.
Like I indicated, yes, that would be some disappointment. Unfortunately, over the decades, the past decades, the resources out of the inner cities shifted. And when they did, certainly the support for those cities fell apart.
You know, one of my favorite quotes about Dr. King's quotes was a real simple one. It's basically six words, Ray Clark, and it is, "What are you doing for others?"
It's an excellent question, and I'm sure Dr. King would focus on the fact that, you know, we should treat our brothers and sisters in the manner we would want to, not just on Sunday, but 7 days a week. And that's the question we all must ask ourselves when we take a deep, deep look into the mirror. What do we do today to make a difference in the life of someone else?
And I can say and congratulate you and kudos to you and everyone at Amity, because you certainly are doing for others this Dragonfly Village concept. What's the update on it? You were with us a while ago when this whole concept was in the fundraising phase. We kind of adopted it as one of our projects here on the Buckmaster Show. Give us an update on Dragonfly Village.
Well, Bill, I'm happy to say that we expect the vertical construction, which is the last phase of the project, to be complete around July of this year. Dragonfly Village represents an opportunity for both individuals and families to have a place, a safe place to live while they address numerous problems, multiple problems that they may have, and especially the opportunity for kids to be with a parent while that's going on.
And what will the conditions be like there at Dragonfly Village?
It's an excellent location on the far east side of Tucson, just past Tanque Verde, just past Halton Road, off of Tanque Verde. It is a homeless housing, transitional housing. So anyone who is homeless has an opportunity to apply for one of those apartments. There will be 60 apartments, ranging from 1 to 4 bedroom apartments.
How did you get involved with the project?
Well, I've known Amity Foundation for numerous decades now, and when I was a deputy director at the Pima County Juvenile Court Center, we were constantly looking for better services for our kids. That's how I came in contact with Amity Foundation. I was impressed at that time. I remain impressed on the hard work they do with a super difficult population. Difficult because you're talking about individuals with multiple problems. If we pick one problem, say addiction, it would be a disservice because there are numerous problems that must be addressed. And if not addressed, you just get a continuing cycle of problems repeating themselves.
And we have this shortage, too, of foster homes now. It's become really acute.
You know, breaks your heart every day, the fact that not only in Arizona, but in America, period, there are too many kids that go to bed hungry and go to bed in unsafe situations.
We're speaking with Ray Clark. Ray headed up the Tucson Urban League for 20 years as president and CEO, and he's been involved for the last few years with the Amity Foundation. He's the Southwest Regional VP for the Tucson-based Amity Foundation, and he's been heading up this effort, this fundraising effort, and now the effort is coming to fruition about Dragonfly Village. These kids, just to be able to be reunited with the parents, is a big step, isn't it?
It's a very, very important step. But the first step, and it is now national policy throughout our nation, is that no matter what problems an individual has, homelessness must be addressed first. People deserve a decent, quality place to live. And then you have an opportunity to address the whole host of other problems that exist.
And when will you be accepting then your first residence, do you think, at Dragonfly Village?
I would say approximately probably July or sometime shortly after July.
And who will make the determination on who gets to live there?
Well, at this point going forward, we will try to meet with as many community individuals and organizations as we can to share specific information how Dragonfly Village can be a part of people's lives.
This was really a grassroots effort, wasn't it, to raise the money for this project?
Yes, it was. All the way from individual donations to major grants and corporate support, as well as other organizations.
Ray Clark with us here on the Buckmaster Show as we push now toward 1243. And What did you think about the daughter of Martin Luther King talking about a day of nonviolence? I mean, how should we mark this day? Obviously, we don't want to be violent. I mean, it's great to have a day of nonviolence, but it'd be great to have that every day, wouldn't it?
It sure yeah. would. It sure would. But considering what he stood for, one certainly can understand why she would choose that.
Yeah. All right, Ray Clark, thank you very much. By the way, Ray, where can folks find out more information about the Dragonfly Village? Go to the website. Would that be best?
They can do that, but we would love for them to come downtown. We're a part of downtown redevelopment. We're located at 146 East Broadway. We have a gallery down there, so they can partake in some wonderful art and at the same time contribute to the building of the Dragonfly Village. 50% of the proceeds from the sale of the art goes to the kids at Dragonfly Village.
So the gallery is at 146 East Broadway.
That's correct.
Okay, and so the part of the profits go then directly to the village.
50%.
Ray Clark, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We're watching Tucson.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where it is chocolate time again. Chocolate Fantasia. The big day is February 8th. This is such a great event over in downtown historic Silver City, only three and a half hours east of Tucson. There will be 20 different chocolate vendors in downtown Silver City. You buy one ticket and you get to taste all of the chocolate. So that's coming up on February 8th in Silver City. You can find out more by going to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, and find all of the great places to stay in the area, including Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs and Ridge Park RV Park and Silver City KOA. Let's join now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Keith Rosenblum. Keith is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border and Mexico. He writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. Keith, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I have been joined for 2014.
Oh, you're having a pretty good 2014 so far?
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying you were going to join me. I'm saying you're officially presided over the joining of Keith Rosenblum for 2014.
Okay. Speaking of 2014, it is the 20-year anniversary of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Keith, in your opinion, has it dramatically expanded consumer choice and trade since it took effect 20 years ago?
The answer is yes. Yes, it has. It's been good for both countries. There's always fallout from any trade agreement, but first, back up. It's not a free trade agreement. I had the honor when I was at the Daily Star of interviewing Milton Friedman after the deal was consummated, and he says to me, this is from the Hoover Institution at Stanford, he says, if it had been a free trade agreement, it would have taken exactly one sentence to delineate. And what you have is actually, as he described, you have a managed trade agreement that goes on for volumes and volumes with each country protecting its own best interest or its own preferred interest on each side, different kinds of commodities. And, of course, labor wasn't included. But on having traveled in Mexico, I can tell you that there's been a shakeout, but that if it hadn't been Mexico, a lot of the U.S. jobs would have gone to Singapore, to China, to Vietnam, to Malaysia. And so unless we were going to become an island of protectionism, you know, like circa 1930 or whatever the year was, of Smoot, is that what it was? Anyway, then Mexico was the right place to do it because Mexicans come back and buy in the U.S. and do business with us. I've seen it at Pueblo level with the campesinos, you know, the peasant population, the uneducated. I've seen it at the highest levels of the private sector. I've watched automotive and aviation industries take root and do very well because of that trade agreement. And the thing to bear in mind, by the way, is that it comes as a result of Carlos Salinas and Bill Clinton negotiating, but in fact, Salinas really had to do it. And the reason for that is that you could travel to a lot of places in Mexico, and they already had goods from the U.S. They were smuggled. And so what happened was NAFTA basically foresaw that there was the black market was going to become so powerful that it was going to almost be a moot point. And so they had to do something. And this actually codified it, allowed government to get some of the revenues. Yes, there's been a shakeout. Everybody you know will have a story about someone they know that lost their job because of something going to Mexico. And in Mexico, someone will have a story about how someone was laid off or because there was now corporate farming instead of individual. But to me, it's a 9 on a 10 scale. And it was inevitable. So it doesn't matter what scale Keith gives it. It was inevitable.
And former Congressman Jim Colby was one of those that really pushed so hard for NAFTA. And I know you were on the staff of Congressman Colby at the time, I believe. Is that correct?
I was. And Jim, the vote, as I recall, was, it was 220-something to 215. It was a really close vote. And it didn't go along party lines. It went along district line. So that is, if you were a Republican and you were in a Rust Belt district in Michigan or Wisconsin, you voted against it. If you were a Democrat at the border and your constituent said, hey, those we're going to lose jobs as a result of NAFTA, you voted against it. And so in this case, Jim led in the House. He became the ally, and I think through some horse trading or whatever, brought on just a very small majority, and it did pass. And Jim's, to me, that's one of his, you know, crowning achievements, if you want to call it that. And Jim himself is revered in Mexico for the role that he played as a congressman. It would have been really embarrassing if our legislatures had voted it down.
Did NAFTA? There were a lot of promises made about closing Mexico's wage gap with the United States. That really, has that happened at all?
Yes, it sure has.
Okay.
Let's take an example of a guy like yourself, okay? You're Bill Buckmaster, and your counterpart in somewhere in Mexico is Guillermo Buckmaster. You, Bill, would be earning, let's say just for the fun of it, you earn $100,000 in Tucson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, your counterpart in Mexico, the ratio prior to 1985, I would say would have been about 10 to 1. So he would have earned about 10 grand, maybe 8 to 1. So he might have earned 15 grand. What's happened today is the ratio has diminished to where Guillermo now is now earning about a third to a fourth of what Bill earns. And he's very happy with that because his living expenses in Mexico are also substantially less than yours here. So in some ways, with that ratio now that's substantially less, he actually has a very good lifestyle. And at once that you approach, you know, 1 to 2 or 1 to 3, you know what? You may do better in Mexico. And this is true across the board. I'm not talking about broadcasting. I'm talking about uniformly in finance, machinery, tool making, fishing, you name it, that ratio has declined. I don't think there's going to be parity. I don't think you and I will live to see parity, but it's going to get close.
Keith Rosenblum is with us, Keith and I, talking about the 20-year anniversary of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Keith, from all indications, it was a pretty good holiday season. Many Mexicans coming up here to do their shopping. And, of course, there's been some changes. We talked about this the last time you were with us in some of the tax structure along the border. So I would think the prospects look very good.
Well, the Keith test on this is how many times Keith or Keith's wife had to circle at Park Place or Elkhart to get a parking space.
Yeah.
Our very scientific method of looking at what kind of visitor base there was to Tucson, and it was substantial. I can't quantify it except for it took, I think, 2 laps more in order for us to get the traditional spot 8 feet from the entrance to the malls. But the Mexican economy has roared for the last several years, in particular the economy of Sonora and Sinaloa states. We're the beneficiaries of it. Nogales, Arizona, which depends entirely on, 90% on the sales tax for its city budget, places like Tubac, places like even Amado, Green Valley, a lot of that is the Mexican dollar at work. And so we're kind of what you call it, like just a lucky beneficiaries of a strong economy. They'll take a hit whenever the economy would tail off. But I think it's gonna continue. I think it's gonna continue for years. And the key for Tucson is to position itself to northern Mexico and maybe even the south.
All right. Thank you, Keith Rosenblum. Have yourself a great day. Thanks, Keith.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice, cool bottle of Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow morning right here on KVOI from 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning, it's Chris and Joe with Wake Up Tucson. Then Chris has his show, The Daily Double. This is a new show from 8 to 9 with Chris with a different newsmaker every day. Rosemary Brandt and I will be back with you here on KVOI tomorrow with the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. We'll speak with former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard, who now wants to be Secretary of State. Also, an update on the Reed Park Zoo. The numbers looking pretty good over there. And then our arts report with Margaret Regan. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.